Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his fate. Through the halls and the corridors, sinking in blood, he tasted his grin, and it tasted good. The king shook his head, left him broken and dead.
I'm your host, Havoc, King of Kings, co-host Ghetto G, Lyrical Assassin. We'll be doing this very shortly. And, by the way, for those who are curious, that was Motorhead. You just heard as the fucking intro for JR tonight. And I think it's appropriate considering the fact, this month, Motorhead drops a new album, Aftershock. Get ready for this shit, because I know I'm ready for it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I'm going to love this shit. Let's keep this rolling with a band that does not get too much fucking love, because lots of people really know much about them. Yo, this is Saxon. The track is called Song of Evil. We'll be right back. Hi, y'all. We back. This is still just me. I think we're going to go to a nice long track. I said we go at how many times?
Plays with his balls and judges my life.
How many times will I ask myself?
motherfucker. Really? They call me the big wheel of cat peeler, you know what I'm saying? I run this whole motherfucker, the whole block, dog. They call me the king, the big king. King killer, big wheel of cat peeler, yeah. That's what they call me around this motherfucker. I run this bitch. I got this bitch locked down. I'm a big gangbanger, man. I'm a gangbanger, motherfucker. See, they ain't think that we was gangbanging out in this neighborhood. But they don't know about me and my clique, dog. And if you all want to be down, shit, we can sit down and talk, you know what I'm saying?
Take your ass in here right now and finish
it. Here I come. Oh, dog, I gotta go, man.
Okay.
But look, meet me here tomorrow after school.
Oh,
wait, I got yearbook. All right, meet me here around 5:30 tomorrow,
sure.
Dog.
All right, guys. You're gonna get in trouble.
I hope he doesn't get grounded, dude.
Yeah, me too, because then we couldn't be gangbangers.
All right, up next, a little twisted, wasted.
Man, I was so drunk last night. I was drinking shots off this fine young candle. Motherfucker, that was me.
Monoxide!
Oh, I'm gone, buddy.
There you go, buddy.
I mean that I can't even feel my lips like I'm rude. Funny wanna get me down, but I can't even take her. Money going to my girl, keep blowing up my phone. I'll give a fuck though. Hand me the Dixie cup and a Red Bull, and I'ma mix it up with something special to make your head go. Found a fucking jar of weed in my car. I be rolling it and smoking it till I'm up in the coma. And hopefully I control the spin. Yeah. Play me new and opening. Give a fuck about the way, cause I got thrown up in my throat again. I'm on the potion fence. Please put all emotion in. It's fucking with my focus in. I really need to see who the fuck it is I'm smoking with. She's asking me what I wanna do and I'm hoping it. But I'm too dumb for this.
I done hit that ain't strong. Give me Molly and Balloon. King of my lip on rip. Like it isn't a chill shit. See how wasted we can get. Come with us and they get our dress. See how wasted we can get.
Off, landed in some chick's derriere. Me and my hash rig make a scary pair. Stabbing globs on the skillet got these fairies scared. Yeah, I'm purple hash wasted, met this junkie hoe. Katrina left the party at her man's. She got drunk and stole the Beamer. I looked her in the eyes, said get comfy, hold the wiener. Then we slid through the hood, vaping, bumping funky cold Medina. Jack, bitch.
And it don't stop. Yeah.
I done hit that ain't wrong. Give me Molly and Balloon. Gang of my lip on rip. Like it is in a chip shit. How wasted we can get. Come with us and I get our dress. See how wasted we can get.
Get out, bitch, walk, get out, bitch.
crown. Guns of that down. What's up on the rope? Well, I'm choking on that now. Tell by the feeling in my stomach, any little more something, I'll be slumping, I'll be hugging on that ground.
LA.
Yeah, then you can tell that I'm stumbling, I don't know how to act now. Had a few too many, bugging to act out, drunk off my ass, like I ain't fucking sat down. That blurred vision, I'm on one and I'm lifted. Hit the dank mix with that drink like Mad Mono, I'm twisted. And I'm gone, not contemplating one conversation. Had too much drink, fuck on my face, I'm wasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, blaze your dead, homie.
We're wasted, tipsy and wasted. Bitch, pop for money, get naked. You can be my guest on the special. We on a DMT with the aliens. Let's get drunk, see double. Talk a little shit, I wanna start a lot of trouble. Burn trees, in days I'll speed. Wanna see everybody turning green. See how wasted we can get.
Can I get drunk? Can I get drunk? Can I get wasted? Puff, sip, puff, sip, puff, get wasted.
Bottle of Moet, check. Tina cocaine, check. Vodka condom, check.
Fuck the dumb shit, homie, let's get wasted. Down the hatch and watch me turn into a spaceship. Sipping on this liquor got me lifted. Talking to a volleyball, I'm twisted. Pull a pop cup full of vodka in the console. My head hurts like Daryl hit me with the crossbow. I saw Mono passing bottles like he's Rondo. Janie hit the bourbon like a savage, call him macho. Kush in the air, roaches in the ashtray. Life ain't fair, drinking on a rampage. Cops ain't there, so we swerving in the fast lane. Slow motion like a Max Payne. In the murder bucket, straight loaded. Naked bad bitches in the backseat folded. Our team's winning, it don't matter if they hate this. Laughing at you, bitch, we're fucking wasted.
I didn't hear that name wrong. Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang of Molly and Bone Rip.
Like it isn't a trip. Shit.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Michigan, ratchets all around me. OG White Kush got the whole room cloudy. Smelling like a pound of that shit when we walk up in the place. Me and Trevor G taking grand blunts to the face. Chugging Molly cocktails, I'm on my Molly game shit. Fucked up at the hotel, still there ain't a bitch I can't hit. Got crossed eye balls, I can barely see where I am going. Got two Xanax bars in my body, now my heart rate is flowing. But I'm knowing I'll be alright, I do this all the time. I actually live the life I rap about in every one of these rhymes. That's twisted, they'll tell you I'm a crazy motherfucker. Abomination tour every night. Lil White was slightly drunker.
Man, hell yeah, you right, Lil White. Now roll the motherfucking blood. I'm gonna pour this motherfucking crowd. We get wasted.
I didn't hear that name wrong. Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang of Molly and Bone Rip.
Like it isn't a trip. Shit.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Can I get drunk? Can I get drunk? Can I get wasted?
Jibber jabber about to say you this or that. Well, me, I'm only spitting facts. It's Rick the team and I'm twisting nothing but the business. Getting lifted, we malicious. You not smoking, that's suspicious. Writing rhymes and hieroglyphics. Mushroom brownies hit delicious. Turn that ass and kick that ass, kid.
I'm losing my mind.
But when the winter look, oh fuck it, I'll just cook up some more crack. Drinking vodka out the bucket, mix your heroin and smack. You're getting sober, that's hilarious. The joke of the year. After it pertains to getting wasted, I made it my career.
I didn't hear that name's wrong.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang of Molly and Bone Rip.
Like it isn't a trip. Shit.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Can I get drunk? Can I get drunk? Can I get wasted?
Twisted off right of Jack Daniels in that purple haze. Here we go again, I'm fucking retarded from that Xanax, that Vicodin, and that cocaine and Bacardi. Here we go again, I'm fucking up again. I'm alienating my family and my closest friends. I'm wasted, feeling out of place. And I'm falling so hard, I'm on my face again. Puffing that free shit, sipping that mean shit. Smoking like a lunatic, I feel like I'm on 10 again.
over here, please? This nigga doesn't have a pulse. Somebody call 911, please. Oh, damn.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang up on them on rips.
Bike it up in a trip shit.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Get high, get drunk, get high. Get drunk, get high. Get wasted.
Puff, sip.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
Crackheads and prostitutes.
Well,
now that you mentioned prostitutes, more likely, Chilton will up showing up anytime soon.
We must summon the magic ninjas with prostitutes.
The magic ninja prostitutes? What the fuck?
No, I said we must summon the magic ninjas with prostitutes.
For a minute, I thought you said we must summon the magic ninja prostitutes.
Well, that would be definitely interesting and worth your money.
Yeah, it would.
It'd be more than just a hand job. It'd be some crazy shit.
Yeah. Like fucking throwing stars being thrown at your ass.
I'm sure that would be included.
Yeah, it's been dead up on here.
Yeah, all your friends are gone.
Yeah, almost makes me miss having Destiny up on here.
It's not that lonely.
So, man, are you ready?
For what?
Brand new Motorhead's coming out this year. Actually, this month, actually.
Nope. No, I am not ready.
It's called Aftershock.
Yeah, kind of like after your ex Wookiee sat down. Two minutes later, you got the aftershock. Like, damn, bitch, you sat down an hour ago.
Yeah, so it's, okay, never mind. It's going to be released. They actually have two release dates for Aftershock. The first one is September, and then the other one is October.
Oh, yeah? And what's the difference?
September will be released in Germany, and October will be released here in various European countries and the U.S.
It's just stupid. They should just release it all everywhere on the same day.
Well, you think, but they don't do that. So we come on. Twisted was originally online. Now, it's in stores everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that wasn't originally going to be in stores.
Makes you wonder, like, what made them decide to, you know, put it in stores?
I'm sure people complained about them not being able to get it online or it doesn't work or some shit, so they just decided to put it in the stores like everybody else.
Okay.
You know, so everybody has a chance to, you know, pick up the album with a pretty bad remix on it.
Yeah, I think it's funny how you're still friends with that freaking annoying whiny bitch.
Who was that?
Cora. One who bitched about us tagging her in our convo that day.
Yeah, I don't know. She added me, and she hasn't unfriended me yet, even after.
That same night that she was being a fucking whiny little bitch, I unfriended her.
I mean, it's not like she bothers me or anything. Now there's this one bitch I should probably delete. She whines about everything. and she's in every group I'm in, man, so I gotta see it everywhere.
Yeah, man, I guess I'm gonna start working on trying to get Metallica now.
I guess so.
Because I went to go look at the votes. I mean, nobody's really voting up in the fucking JRC team, which sucks. But,
which is not a shocker at all.
There's a shitload of votes going on, still going on for fucking, fucking all jugglers set. And so far, Elka's in the lead with 7 votes.
Damn.
Yeah. And Motorhead still has 1 vote, which was from me.
Which was from you.
But you know what? I mean, come on. You know, guys should love the Motorhead. I mean, if it wasn't for Motorhead, there would be no Metallica. There would be no Anthrax. No Megadeth. No Black Sabbath. As it turns out, you could actually understand Lemmy a hell of a lot better than you can Ozzy Osbourne. So, if we get a yes from Motorhead, it's a good thing we'll be able to understand him.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Now, Ghetto, my question for you is, how do you make a dead baby float? Nope. 2 scoops of ice cream and 2 scoops of dead babies.
How does that make them float?
Get it? A dead baby float?
You said, how do you make a baby float? Like.
Nah, dude, I said, how do you make a baby
float? That can mean 2 things, man. It can mean that. And it can mean you fucking making a baby float.
Well, I said dead baby.
Man, you didn't say no dead baby, man. Or whatever the fuck. But still, man, dead baby's floating in the water, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I ended up getting that joke from Lemmy. Because while I was watching Lemmy, he literally during his fucking documentary thing, he actually said that too, like during that entire shit.
I see.
You know, something I haven't been able to get yet is the fact that WWE is PG, right?
Yeah.
Well, Total Divas is TV-14.
Uh-oh. Don't tell nobody.
So, what the fuck?
Mainly because it's on E.
Yeah, and WWE was on USA for the longest time. They weren't PG way back when.
Man, I don't fucking know.
David started to turn into like half the motherfuckers on Facebook. We post up shit, but he just likes it and doesn't tune in.
Yay, David, you're just like everybody else. Son of a bitch.
Come on, he was tuning in for like quite some time, but now all of a sudden he doesn't want to tune in anymore. What the fuck?
Oh well.
Who knows?
The show must go on.
Yes.
What? I said we go with that track. Well, you know, it's not the song that's going on. It's called Welcome to That Show.
Well, hello, boys and girls, come on and see the show. It's the mystical, magical, great dark carnival. Don't bother looking for parking, get rid of it. It ain't like you ever coming back, you fucking idiot.
The carnival emerges only when you about to die. Right now, motherfucker, you about dead in the sky. So come and put your soul upon a murder go round, and we'll strap you down and
I got a spike for your neck with my ninja blowgun, because I beat a juggalo out of Don Dada, a lot of shogun. I swing my sword down and split you in two before you even fall. I bitch smack both of you.
Welcome to our carnival, 50,000 juggalos, freaks and weirdos and killers at our show.
I'm just glad we down with them, hate to be young,
and have a juggalo shedding my skull for the carnival.
Enjoy, relax your nipples in the bags. It's only juggalos here, you know what we about. Swing a hatchet, bagel when I dick in your mouth. Only call us a circus, we accept the role. We've been saying that it's coming for like 10 years or so. And everywhere that we go, from Alaska to Spain, I'm seeing juggalos dancing in a fago ring.
Some of those that I show feel like carnival high. I seen them jump on the stage and float up into the sky. They ain't never coming back, the carnival has been found. And all we can do is dream about it, smoking them down.
I got love for dead people and I hope to die. I got men waiting on me up in Shangri-La. But if you really want to hear the fucking devil's exhibit, the shit is called Run Out and Get It.
Has not been in the ring lately.
Has not what?
Hasn't been wrestling lately.
Why? Is she pregnant?
No, she's injured.
Okay, and what happened to her? She wrestles for like a minute.
Yeah, but I guess apparently, I guess like she's got like fractured tibia. Thingamajigger.
Did you say tidia?
Tibia. Yes, Ghetto, she has a fractured tidia.
That's what it sounded like you said. Tidia.
I don't know how you fracture your tits, but okay.
Now what makes you think that's the tit?
But tibia is like...
Just because it has tit in it doesn't mean it's your tit.
But no, I said tib, as in tib, like tab.
But
instead
anyway,
of an I.
Man, what?
Ha,
apparently her, I guess apparently she has like an old soccer injury that to her knee, that it still hasn't healed or something like that.
Soccer injury?
Yeah, apparently she used to play soccer.
I see. She just doesn't seem like the type of girl that would be playing sports.
Oh, yeah, true. But, yeah, I guess, like, she and Bree ended up playing soccer up until college.
Man, somebody posted up a video of Bree breakdancing, supposedly. You know, that's what they were calling it.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, I posted a video on your wall.
Okay, does it have to do with breakdancing?
No, it has to do with some chick trying to fucking twerk. And then, being caught on fire.
Man, I posted that on Friday.
And, you know, all I got to say is, you know, the minute I saw that bitch's leg catch on fire, I just started laughing.
Like, if you're going to make stupid videos like that, for instance, you probably shouldn't have fire around. And two, you should probably have locked the door.
I agree. And also you
notice,
probably
how the,
have...
notice how the girl coming in just kept coming in.
I think another thing you probably should have is alcohol on the table with the fire.
Well, then there's that, too, but you're going to catch on fire regardless, man.
Yeah, but the alcohol is just going to make it even worse.
It's not like she had alcohol poured all over her.
No, but when she crashed through the table, like the, I think the fucking bottle broke on her, too.
Man, there ain't no way that bottle broke, man. She ain't that heavy.
Man, she broke her table.
I think everybody on the internet has posted that video. Yeah, man, I watched it a few times. I was like, what the fuck? I posted it up to go along with our Hell's Pit night on Friday there. I was like, well, seeing as how it's Hell's Pit night, yeah. Bitch being caught on fire.
Hey, this shit's fucking funny as all hell. Let's watch it one more time. And as low-key put it, and fucking labeled it, twerk fail.
That's what it's pretty much labeled as for anyone that has.
Yeah, bitch. Turn the music up more. Get up onto the door. And then die.
Man, on the one that I posted, man, the comment on the side, it was a picture that says, laugh out loud, white people.
I think another thing she might want to learn next time, don't have pants on.
Don't have pants on? Yeah, that's going to help.
Yeah, well, you know, at least the leg's not going to catch on fire as bad as the fucking the pants did.
Remember, kids, if you're going to twerk in your videos on the internet, make sure that you don't wear pants.
Yes. This is advice and vital information from Juggalo Rider Radio. Now, my question is, yo, like, how funny would it be if that happened to, like, Miley Cyrus?
Then she'd get a lot of views.
And I'm pretty sure this chick's getting a lot of views, too.
Well, I mean, even more so if it was Miley Cyrus.
And of course, someone comes in on his day and the Paul Adjuster Belcher goes, look on the bright side. At least she did not catch her assets on fire. She still has some net worth.
She has some network?
Net worth.
What?
Net worth. You know, worth, like, you know, worth, like, a worth money, something like that.
Oh.
Let's see. Michael Richards goes, perfect. This is what you get when you act like a dumbass.
What was that one girl's name that used to come on here? She did some shit like that. Talk to her now.
Let's see. Brianna Larson goes, that should have happened to Miley Cyrus and sacrificed her to the Dark Lord Satan.
That, what's it? Cheyenne, that girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that bitch.
Yeah, she did some stupid shit like that. Except she was doing it while she was pregnant.
Now, my question is, did the baby die?
Not that I know of.
Damn. Here we go. Matthias Adano goes... He picked up a picture of and the Anchorman, aka Will Ferrell, saying, well, that escalated quickly.
Yep.
Hey, what's the fire effect that someone, Jason New York Red goes, that music? Question mark.
Yeah, you'll tend to see videos like that with the worst music.
Oh, yeah.
Even if the bitch does look real good, man, but she's fucking dancing to the worst fucking song ever.
That shit is just funny. Oh, yeah, and apparently Alette died yesterday, apparently.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't know how true it is, but apparently she died of cancer. Name was Casper Lett.
Well, people die every day.
Exactly.
Was there supposed to be something special about this person, or...?
I don't know.
I mean, otherwise, it's just another person dying. We all die, man.
Exactly. Let's see... Man, what the fuck's up with all these people fucking deciding to fucking draw pictures of stakes with the fucking Joker's card to them?
Drawing what with the Joker cards in them?
I just one chick, Autumn, go fucking painted and fucking drew like a picture of California that she put the fucking Joker's cards like all over it.
I don't fucking know. But since apparently we're supposed to care that people are dying, why don't you go ahead and play that Twisted song, All of the Above?
Sure, you can do that. Let me get up to it. Oh, hear that, we can play Everybody Dies by Twisted.
Man, don't be a dick.
Why not?
Just play the first request, motherfucker.
But I'm getting down to it. And then after that, then we'll play Everybody Dies.
We loved him as a brother, and as a father, and as a son. From his parents and from his older brothers and sisters, he received an inspiration which he passed on to all of us. He gave us strength in time of trouble, wisdom in time of uncertainty, and sharing in time of happiness. He will always be by our side.
Sometimes when they visit, I wonder can they hear me? I'm scratching at the box and screaming out quite clearly. I'm so lonely, my one and only probably took another. That means new daddy and same mother for my babies. Before they grown ladies, I hope they remember me when they old ladies with their own babies. Carry my memory until it fades away. My mother came to visit me yesterday on my birthday. She laid a single rose on my headstone and said it ain't been easy trying to get along since you passed on. I hear it, mama, it's been real turmoil. I've been scratching all month trying to hit top school. I've been working real hard, but my body feels weak, but I can't die. I'm just too awake to fall asleep. Tell them all that I miss them and send it with all my love. Sincerely from the underground to all of the above. Can only know I hear it when
ahead and we're back.
Yay, we're back.
Yay. People need to take their shit to the fucking single Lowe's and Lutz group.
Man, you don't want to take it there, man. All people do is fight there.
Well, man, I'm in all jungle with Chet, and this dude fucking Angel, whatever the fuck your name is, goes, honest question, how many juggalettes find me attractive or think I'm just okay? Harsh comments not permitted.
And that's when you simply comment, you're fucking ugly. Like, for instance, if a girl posts up, man, like you barely even see her fucking face and you just see her boobs and whatnot, people go, wow, man, they love that shit. And they're like, yeah, you're so hot, but motherfucker, you can't even see your face. Like, you only comment because you see boobs. We know your little games, motherfuckers.
Yeah, definitely. And this dumbass Steffi Berry is retorted. So she goes, puts up a comment saying, okay, y'all, I need some help. My low is new to the fam. Well, if he's new, I'm pretty sure he's just a fucking, he's still low.
I don't understand this group at all, man.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, yeah, man. Fucking, I just became a juggalo last week. So, can you love me?
Let's see. Justin goes, and he is leaving for 3 months. He needs a carnival name before he goes. I'm Dark Princess, and he is my low for life. So let's get some suggestions for names. Much more for Clown Love.
Gone and to never return.
I mean, Andrea. Okay, even though she comes from
that dumb bitch.
Yep. She goes, why does everyone need a damn name nowadays?
Why do you have to comment on everything?
And of course, David's just weird as a motherfucker.
No, he's only weird to be weird with that girl.
Oh, considering the fact he's given fucking really weird names like Beaver Bear, Uncle Mom, Jumbo Shrimp.
Baby Douche. Butt Pirate.
But it's like, what the hell?
I don't know. I don't have a juggalo name.
Well, you're just Ghetto G.
That's what I'm saying, man. I didn't get it because I was a juggalo.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's so important to have a fucking name.
I don't either.
It's like, can't I just be like, what up? Why do you gotta have that name?
Who even knows why the fuck they need a name for?
and great for again. Davey's on a hashtag binge.
Yeah, I don't even know. And people were retarded.
They really are.
Let's see.
You know what? I got a perfect track just for these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Why are they going crazy over it?
oh, if you don't focus, make any fucking pictures saying blah, 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 blah.
Oh, they say blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Sounds like some good pictures. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
It's funny how this fucking dude, Austin Allen Ramsey, or Rainey.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, he, as they say, rip, he go, he posts up saying, Juggalos, Undead Army, any Underground Society fan base, join this group now.
Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, how? What the fuck? The Respect Squad is bound to be all over this shit.
Man, they died off.
I doubt that, because someone decided to post up saying, rate this vagina.
Rate this vagina?
Yeah.
Is it really, like, a nude picture?
I looks like it.
You mean it looks like it? It either is or isn't.
But go look at it. I'll tag you with it.
Oh, great. Nothing like being tagged in a fat girl's vagina.
There we go. I'm tagging you and saying, Ghetto G, break this netting.
Of course you did.
Let's see, someone that's posted up on this shit saying, I think it might be the monster from White Noise.
Okay, then.
And I'm about ready to tell David just to shut the fuck up with this goddamn bear shit.
Oh, yeah? Do you really want to hear from Andrew? That's his lover.
Apparently. But people just retarded up in this group.
Yeah, I was pretty much done with that group after, like, the second day I was in.
Apparently it's supposed to be a hand that made that to make it look like a fucking net.
Let's see.
Oh. Hey, oh my god. Someone just listened to Chop Chop Slide. Yay!
Yay!
People are idiots. I just do Paul Junior Gillies. can't spell the word completely.
Well, that sucks for him.
Apparently he can't spell the word out either. I mean, seriously, he asked his quote-unquote chick, saying, when did you get our work?
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
He says O-U-R-A.
Yeah.
I think that spells a damn thing.
Maybe.
You know what? I think it's time we play a track that definitely played for acting idiots.
All right, let's do it.
Get down to it. This track is for those who don't know how to spell. Here we go. The ABCs.
Yo, if you don't know, this is the ABCs for all you unintelligent motherfuckers.
Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks.
Hey, yeah.
Alphabetical animal, attacking alien aircraft, atomic aftermath, acid and artificial anthrax.
Ooh, yeah.
Biological beast, born brutally bitter, fashion bastards, backwards, backbones, bubbling blisters.
Yeah.
Catastrophical creature, catapulting calligraphy, crushing ciphers considerably, crowd chuckle consistently.
Yeah.
Dangerously demonic, destination, detonation, dirty dap, dungeon diplomat, demonstrating dedication.
Yeah.
Excellent energy, ejecting envious entities, edible ecstasy, effortlessly ending every enemy. Finding factions, false fate, fictional fate, fatal fist fly, fracturing freedom's fragile fate. Generations gleam, grappling, genetical greatness, grabbing gauges, groping girlfriends, globally gracious. Holy hemorrhoids, humor hazards, hysteria, hip-hop's hernia, hopeless herbs have hypothermia. Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. I'm immensely intricate, increasing in increments, instantly inking incidents, innovating intense instruments. Just joking, jabbing jealous junior jerkies, JJ Jabberjaw, jotting joints, jamming jersey. King crumbs, kamikaze, karate kicks, kits and kangaroos, karma, klepto, kidnapping kids. Levitating look, lonely lizards, sleeping lepers, leaving lectures, lazy ladies lack love letters. Miscellaneous Mac master, murdering mics, making millions, magically making metaphorical might. Naturally nasty, not necessarily nice. Nocturnal nomads, nicotine nuts, need neurotic nights. Optimistic omen, only opportunities open. Overdosing off objects, outspoken, observing oceans. Penetrating pink pussies, provoking pandemonium. Pencils punch past, perfect punchlines, paint podiums. Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks.
Quiet.
Quantum questions, quiz queens, queers crawl quick, quoting quacks, quake, quasi, quench, quarterbacks, quit.
Right.
Rejecting random rappers, ridiculous repertoires, resurrecting rascals, remarkably ripping record reports.
Sure.
Supersizing sandwiches, savages, sabotage, sucking straws, sipping Satan, sister, soupy, salty, sauce.
True.
22 tentacles, type of tight, tremendous text, technically talking techniques, tend to tackle tacky tests.
Okay.
Universally understated, unforgettably ultra, ultimate, unsigned, unique, underground, underrated, ulcer.
Right.
Venomous verses, ventilate,
parade. Victims vacate. Valentine victory. Very vivid. Vaginas vibrate. Wizards right witty with wonderful wacky words. While witches widow wood whistling weird whimsical works. Xenophobic X-Men. X-ray xylophones. Yeah. Young yokel johns. Zebra zigzag. Zirconium zones. Alcohol. Bitches. Cops. Dro. Ecstasy. Fiends. Gangsters. Hoes. Ice. Jewels. Kicks. Latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks.
Hey yo, for all you super MCs out there, yo, that was a lot harder than you might have, than you think it was, man. That was pretty difficult. You should try it sometime. Peace.
And we're back.
Man.
Fuck is the matter with you?
I really got bored earlier.
Okay, then. I guess nobody's gonna know why.
Well, you can't. What, you can't hear it? Here.
What, you recorded yourself farting?
Yep.
Wow.
I couldn't resist. I had to. I was bored as all fuck.
You need help.
But anyways, who does that ABC song?
I think his name's like Words or some shit. I don't fucking know. Why?
Good, I'm gonna see if I can find it in my post and then fucking all juggle with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. I can't even find it.
Oh, I found a thing that says how to rap it in alphabetical order. It's like 2 minutes long.
Man, that's what some people need to learn, man.
See what this shit sounds like.
I do it for the block, I do it for the street, yeah. I'ma keep the block, cause I'm feeling lucky. You think
he's got more talent than Psycho Killer.
Oh, that's, you know, that's not what I'm looking for.
Not at all.
Let's see, I don't want ABC Jesus rap. don't need Elmo doing alphabet rap.
Oh, God, no.
Well, man, I tried to look up words, but he doesn't show up. That's it.
I'm not even exactly sure if that's his name. I don't know. Heard that song a long time ago.
Need to find out what it is, so that way we can post up everywhere for people that don't know how to spell. What am I start doing? If I ever find it, I'm gonna take it, and anytime I see a text with words misspelled, I'm gonna fucking post that as a comment.
Well, it doesn't really teach you how to spell, though.
Oh, no, but still. Let's see, who wants to talk? Nobody.
Who wants to talk? Who wants to look at my boobs?
I know it's a dude. That's saying that.
Still, who wants to look at my boobs? Jesus Christ.
No.
Yep.
I'm just saying that Joshua do want the WWE to bring back ECW.
Well, I don't want WWE to bring it back.
I don't either.
Somebody else can bring it back, though.
Yeah, somebody that's not PG.
Yeah, that would help.
Let's see how motherfuckers start bringing up the whole Eminem shit again.
Here we go again. Let's complain about Eminem. You know what they're really not going to like? That I'm going to buy the new album by Eminem.
But I think it's funny how this shit had nothing to do with Esham. But yeah, somebody decided to throw Esham into it.
Because people were morons.
Yeah, because the dude goes, I'm a juggler, and I listen to Eminem prominent, and Zachary Keller goes, don't see it. I hate his new music, but other than my own personal opinion, I don't care. Then he goes, the only one I don't like is Esham because he pretended to be down. Then he started dissing everyone and everything,
for a little bit of fame. LOL faggot.
LOL faggot.
Yep. David, that's not something to fucking be proud of or even admit to anyone.
What, that he's gay?
Oh, yeah, he pretty much has, announced that because he goes, I listen to NSYNC, problem.
Oh, no wonder he knew all those fucking songs. Well, that's all right, man. Somebody posted up yesterday that they were listening to Hanson. Well, not in there, but...
Yeah. Oh, look. Hot dog goes, feminine can suck a big dick. Well, you can, guess what? You can go suck a big dick, too. this dude needs to be slapped. David, stop bringing up fucking random stupid useless shit. Fucking yelling out beefaroni. What would be the perfect track to sum up David that we might have?
I want to fuck a dog in the ass.
I don't think we have that anymore.
That's the song that would sum it up.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be different? Because for him, wouldn't it be, I want to fuck a bear in the ass?
Well, yeah, but there's no song called I'm Gonna Fuck a Bear in the Ass.
No, but there is Raped by Bears.
Which fucking sucks.
You know what? I don't know if Zachary Keller is tuned in, but just because you hate Esham, I'm gonna play some
man,
Esham.
That dude's turning into Big Homie, man. He fucking hates everything.
I know, right? That's why, just for him, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm already up on YouTube. I'm gonna get an Esham track, and I'm gonna post it as a comment. So, Zachary Keller, pow, motherfucker.
You're too cocky, you
know
that.
Motherfuckers try to play us like we some component serious, but we be doing wicked shit and murdering niggas.
Pa-pa-pa-pa, with the wicked shit. Pa-pa-pa-pa, we wicked wild, wicked wild. Pa-pa-pa-pa,
pa-pa-pa-pa, it's the truest. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, who is super villain's villain? Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
Pa-pa-pa-pa, I'ma blow your mouth all the way out, so when somebody stand behind you, they can look out your mouth.
Pa-pa-pa-pow, time to make another meal, yun. Pa-pa-pa-pow, purple cushion bubble steel, yun.
Pa-pa-pa-pow, show me murder, I'ma show me the cause. That PCB be having me out, breaking laws in my drawers.
Pa-pa-pa-pow, boogie boogie bang bang, don't stop. Pa-pa-pa-pow, instinct when the clock go pop.
Pa-pa-pa-pow, dead body boys all on the lawn. I brings it home, and my mama helped me bury the bones.
Pa-pa-pa-pow, you can't stop me now, I'm out on the prowl. Pa-pa-pa-pow, to the judge if I'm ever on trial.
Pa-pa-pa-pow, I'ma sack your fucking kidney out your stomach, make you vomit, hit the tonic like Sonic and get demonic, baby.
Motherfuckers try to play us like we some component serious, but we be doing wicked shit and murdering niggas.
Pa-pa-pa-pa, with the wicked shit. Pa-pa-pa-pa, we wicked wild, wicked wild. Pa-pa-pa-pa, the
motherfuckers try to play us like we some component serious, but we be doing wicked shit and murdering niggas.
Pa-pa-pa-pa, with the wicked shit. Pa-pa-pa-pa, we wicked wild, wicked wild. Pa-pa-pa-pa, the
up like Osama bin Laden. Pa-pa-pa-pow, to them days when niggas was picking cotton.
Pa-pa-pa-pow, spitting voodoo on a roller coaster. Look at me now, it's D&J. We thought you knew like you supposed to, baby.
Pa-pa-pa-pow, make your body rotten. getting pop, 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 pop. For plotting to your ass out the game forever forgotten.
Pop, 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 pop. Tongue black, eyes red, cause we walk with the dead. And if we hit you, probably spit you, take a piece of your head.
Pop, my style's big bad wolf. Blow your house down, pop, pop. Acid rain on the whole underground.
Pop, 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 pop. Super villains on the east side. I'm repping the west. I'm in the best, but I'll be pushing where the cush is the best.
Now we're on some purple cush. Cover up the best smoke product that you don't miss.
Pop, 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 pop. We're monoxide, rolling the wild. We picking Rudy up in purple prints and Paisley parking. Pop, 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 pop.
Now let me tell you this, while the clock is still ticking, these niggas still tripping, bitches still licking, dicking. I slipped another clip in, you step to me, I'm whipping. Bullets your flesh ripping, your bloody body be tripping. Back in Detroit, I be like always dipping. Sign with psychopathic and I'm still transistent. One bullet to your cranium, you non-existent. My gas be on fire like the horse on the Detroit Pistons.
Motherfuckers trying to play us like we some component stereos, but we be doing wicked shit.
I don't think we need to go throughout the entire that entire part there.
I guess not.
Oh, great. You gotta get your ass on Facebook so that way we can plug in end this shit now.
I don't want to end things. All I want to end is this fucking level because I've been playing it for fucking hours.
Well, we got somebody up on here going Master Pass in all Juggalo chat.
Boring. Boring. Well, tell them they're fucking ugly.
But
is it a dude or a chick?
It's a chick that would fucking smash her pass with her fucking fingers.
Because there was a dude on there, man. You all made him leave. Like the whole
room. Yeah, I remember that. Bud. Well, this dude Smitty goes, stupid fucks, whoever posted this, you give Let's a bad name, wish you'd get smashed in the mouth for being this stupid.
Of course.
and then of course Melissa Twisted Juggalo Walton goes, Smitty, it's my fucking finger, Jesus, fuck you. Just mad cause it ain't real. Then he goes, no thank you, I seen your pick, I would rather pass. I don't smash Let's, LOL, most of them are nasty and fat.
Well, clearly there's a lot of people in this group that aren't Juggalos.
Oh, wait, here we go. He goes, that's why I said most. I've been with some hot Let's. Y'all are like Bigfoot, hardly ever seen.
True. I swear, only the hot juggalos show up at the gathering.
Yeah. There we go. He calls him ugly and then he goes, ask Michael Jackson, I'm not ugly next to you, going to be saying Twisted's new album is bomb. Ask Michael Jackson, dumbass, let go to the gym, bitch. Ask Michael Jackson, your hubby is blind, get glasses, women ain't no scrub. I think I'm very much not a ugly person, thank you.
Well, that just knocked, like, 10 points off my IQ.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and play Potluck, Shut the Fuck Up.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, the motherfuckers and their finger asses. Please, shut the fuck up.
Always keep my lips closed. Never trust a bitch, that's a trying to flip. Gotta work to be rich. Never squeal in a pinch. Never tell, never snitch. Had to go for mine. Born into a life of crime. The cops wanna talk, then I turn into a mime. Put my middle finger up. Pigs read between the lines. I ain't scared to do my time. I would never drop a dime.
Who cares who I'm kissing? You just mad cause you busy. You need to mind your own business. Shut the fuck up.
And we're back. Chasing waterfalls.
Yeah. Havoc's always chasing waterfalls. Or should I say, causing them.
Oh, man, I thought I had enough time to where I could just piss before the track ended, but nope.
Nope.
Let's see.
Oh, look, it's the Mexican that can't spell. Emerson Jake Valente Sr.
Yeah, he liked
Puss in Paradise.
But of course. Yeah, I saw that that Sonya girl, man, she was posting pictures of herself on our redneck page. I was like, the fuck? I didn't know she was a redneck. All I saw was a picture of her. I was like, damn. And then it was on a RegNet page. I was like, what the fuck?
Damn.
It was a little weird.
Yeah. Well, then what you do is comment on her pictures like, what up, y'all?
No.
That was the farm, y'all. Fuck your rebel flag, y'all.
So what are we gonna listen to next?
Saxon. And we'll go with Unleash the Beast.
Thank you.
And we're back. What'd you think of Saxon?
Just wonderful.
Yeah, man, I would love to have these motherfuckers up on JR.
We'll make it happen.
I can try.
No trying, just doing.
Just gotta make sure that they're still alive.
That would help.
Let's see. Intersecting 747. This is, they're still alive, and so we got here for contact. This might be difficult. Again, they should be rich enough.
They should be rich enough.
Yes. I mean, you know, they're from the 70s. So how's that game going, Peter Ghetto?
Terrible.
So did you guys finally get that bomb thing?
Of course not. Asking too much.
George has two mommies. Yeah.
What?
I said George has two mommies. But you know, man, like, I think it's funny how I was watching that fucking documentary of Lemmy from fucking Motorhead, and turns out only thing he does when he's on the tour bus is watch his Family Guy. Kind of interesting.
Everybody else in the world.
Yeah. Yes, Saxon's coming to plug in. Well, they're coming to the U.S.
Yeah.
Oh, if I want to serve a Navy with them, I'm going to have to do it through email. Because I ain't calling London.
Why not?
Because I have no idea how to do so.
My house phone.
Yeah, how is it that you call people in other fucking countries and shit?
I have no idea.
How come they can call us, but we can't call them?
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, at least Canada's easy because they actually have area codes. Fucking London has, like, all these different fucking numbers. Like 44, then 0, then 20, then 7749350.
Yeah, man, they get a bunch of fucking numbers and shit, man. More than 10. It's like, how the fuck am I gonna call this?
I mean, come on, like you. I mean, you want interviews, you want your band to do successful, but you're making it possible since, you know, we can't call you.
Well, how do people set up fucking shows with them?
I don't know. Unless they just go through email. But, yeah, I mean, I'd rather set up an email. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to call fucking London or Germany or shit like that. Because there's no way to do so. You have too many numbers. That boy, like, even if you do somehow manage to get fucking call to fucking London, that's gonna happen. You have even more numbers to press. Press 1 for this so and so, 2 for this and that. Like, just give you one number, and that's it. Oh, chimichanga.
For English, press 1.
For British, press 2.
For Spanish, press 3.
For what the fuck was I calling again
for Brits for?
For a pig Latin, press fuck yourself.
If you want the London look, press 5.
You know, this is what I think is, if you're going to do stuff like that, you know, have like an office here in the U.S. That way we can actually call them and set up shit like that.
Now, where's the fun in that?
Well, the fun in that would be amazing, because that guy's talking to want
the A, fun in that would be amazing.
Yes, the fun in that would be amazing, Ghetto.
That doesn't make any sense.
But no, the fun in that would be the fact that we would actually be able to understand what the fourth person's saying.
Now, why would we want to do that?
Because I don't feel like hearing, I mean, all night.
The hell was that?
That was my attempt at a fucking foreign language.
It was just some noise.
Well, that's usually what most foreigners make anyways. Hey, Jamie Jonga.
Are you singing to your chimichanga?
Yes.
Sane.
Well, I never said it was supposed to be sane. Yeah, man, I bought more burritos and chimichangas today while I went shopping.
Of course you did.
And I even bought a fucking pretzel hot pocket.
A pretzel hot pocket.
Yeah.
Was it a pretzel filled with meat?
Actually, yeah.
It's interesting.
like in the form of a hot pocket, like it had like cheese, bacon, and like the fucking thing was like in the, like
look. What the hell is it? A fucking what is it? A breakfast one?
Nah, lunch.
That it had bacon in it. Bacon and cheese and what have eggs in there too.
Oh no, I didn't buy the one with eggs in it because the eggs won't give me shit.
Man, everything makes you shit.
Yes, I ended up buying also bought a new Idahoan premium cheesy hash brown.
I see.
I'll figure out how to make these soon enough.
Figure out how to make.
Ain't got a casserole dish, so I ain't doing that shit. Fuck out of here. Oh, we probably have a casserole dish somewhere, but oh well. I'll figure it out sooner or later. But you know what goes good with fucking chimichangas? Cold Chef Boyardee. That's true. Just pop over. Just, you know, and that's another thing, man. That's another thing that grinds my gears is the fact that, the fact that Chef Boyardee changed up the look again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, no, like, I mean, come on, Ben. Remember in the good old days when Chef Boyardee had the fucking pop tops? Well, now I don't get to use a fucking can opener.
Oh, no.
I mean, come on, man. Oh, like, you know,
how dare you, Chef Boyardee?
But, I mean, come on, man. Think about it. You know, it's like, what happens, you know, if you're in the fucking wilderness?
Well, then you don't buy that.
Yeah, wow. Think about it.
I don't want to think about it. I think you're a moron.
Okay, fine. Think about this. What
no.
happens if... Yeah, but just think about it. Like, why would you, like, you're stranded on an island and all they give you is, like, a fucking can of fucking raviolis, Chef Boyardee, and, like, no can opener. What the fuck are you going to do?
I don't fucking know. Use a coconut.
What the fuck? How the fuck are you going to open up a can with a coconut?
I don't know. People always knocking each other out with coconuts. Got to be somewhat hard.
To knock each other out with them. And I'll get smash you in the fucking can to open, get the can open.
You gotta eventually come over.
I mean, do that, or you know, find like a fucking piranha, use the piranha's teeth as a fucking can opener.
Oh yeah, let me catch a piranha. Yeah. Get right on that. Just stick your hand. Wait, hold on. You put me on an island, and then you put me on an island surrounded by piranhas. So who's that helping? What a can of Chef Boyardee that I can't open. What kind of sick, twisted world are you living in?
Oh, man.
Nobody's going to be eaten.
That is the idea. We can always stick Chris on an island for, like, surrounded by piranhas.
Yeah. Or we just throw him in the water and have him eaten by a shark.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the shark might just fucking spit him back out. You taste like dog!
Or we'll put them on a boat in the middle of the ocean with a hyena.
And a tiger. It'll be Life of Pi featuring Chris.
Yeah, that movie should be called Life of Dumbass. Life of, why the fuck did I get stranded in the middle of the ocean with all these random animals?
do they want to see what you're going to do?
Oh, and then on top of this, man, I saw the end of that movie. And as soon as that dude made it to land, the first thing he did was go swimming.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. He made it to land, and then there was, like, some type of water area and shit where all these meerkats running around, and he just jumps in the water and just starts swimming. Like, dude, you were just stranded in the fucking ocean for a long time.
Yeah, with a tiger and some other animals.
And the first thing you wanted to do was go swimming.
My question is, why didn't he just go swimming while on the boat?
Because he was trying to survive.
Yeah, he survived just to go swimming again.
I don't know, man. That movie's pretty fucking stupid. I don't know how it got 4 stars.
It could have gotten 5 stars.
But it got 4 stars, and the movie was fucking stupid.
It sounds stupid. I'm glad
I've
never seen it.
There was a one part where, like, there was a heavy storm coming through, and the boat was filling up with water. There wasn't even that much water in the boat, and this giant-ass tiger just flopping around and shit and, like, drowning. I'm like, really? Is that supposed to be realistic?
I guess tigers can't swim?
Like, first off, man, tigers aren't just that light to just be thrown around on a boat, you know? And then to be drowned in, like, a little bit of water? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, come on. They're cats. They're supposed to be good swimmers.
Cats. No, that's dogs. Cats hate water.
Then why the fuck was the tiger on a boat and water if it hates water?
Motherfucker, I don't know. Tell me why there was a hyena on there. And tell me why there was a giraffe swimming under the ocean. Okay? Things just don't make sense.
Oh, the giraffe is swimming underneath the ocean. What the hell?
Yeah, in the water.
Wow.
There's a bunch of animals under the water, you know, swimming.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that one. Back to your question, how the fuck did I actually get 4 stars?
You tell me.
Maybe it got 4 stars for the giraffe swimming on the water. Like, oh, wait, we never seen this before. It's a giraffe. Underwater swimming.
Like, I'm not even exactly sure where the fuck they were taking these animals. Or why they thought it was a good idea to put them on a boat together.
Why they thought it was a good idea to put the giraffe in the water.
They had a zebra. They had an orangutan. They had a hyena. And they had a tiger.
And I'm glad I have never seen that movie. And I never will.
A lot of people said it was a good movie. But it fucking is retarded.
Yeah, it was a good movie, right?
Like, could you tell me why it's a good movie? Probably not.
Nope. SOL on that one.
Really? Did you just abbreviate that?
Yes, I did.
But thank you, Gil. You just gave me a movie that I am never, ever going to see in my life.
Oh, you should watch it anyway.
Fuck that. Also, I've seen giraffes swimming underwater and fucking tigers, hyenas, orangutan, bears, and fucking...
Oh, my.
In a boat.
It makes that movie Phone Book look good. Phone Booth. There we go.
Yeah, there's a movie called Phone Book.
Phone Booth with Colin Farrell.
Yeah, that was a fucking movie too.
Where he was in a phone booth the entire time. Well, this motherfucker's on a boat the entire time.
Man, they're going to probably have a sequel to that one.
Well, I mean, the dude did survive.
Yeah, he survived, only to be thrown on a boat. Next time with a horse. Let's see, a lion, some meerkats.
Come on, meerkats ain't gonna do shit, man. You gotta have a better animal than that.
A penguin. And a whale.
How the fuck you put a whale on a boat?
Man, how the fuck did they put all those animals on a boat?
They all fit.
Well, you don't know. Maybe like a baby whale will fit.
A baby whale? What the fuck is a whale going to
say? It'd be called Life of Pi 2. Me?
Besides die.
Okay, fine. I could put a dolphin in there and a shark too.
But these animals need to be in water. They just can't chill on the boat.
Well, a giraffe needs to be on land, but yet they had it under the water.
Man, what the hell? I don't know.
So you see? If they could throw a giraffe under the water, they could throw a fucking whale onto a boat.
I guess so.
The Adventures of Free Willy. It's like a pie.
Be a pretty dumb movie. Instead of trying to free Willy, trying to eat Willy.
But they just have stupid movies out nowadays. Like, the fuck. Right, there you go, Ghetto. It could be Life of Pi 2, and they could throw your people trying to put a bomb on a missile onto the boat with the fucking piranhas and whales and horses.
Oh, my.
And gorillas.
I'm just saying, man, the people in this game, man, fucking one of their dudes can kill my entire team. But my entire team can't kill one of their dudes.
Yeah. What the fuck is a flag?
This doesn't make any sense. The hell's a what?
The fuck is a swagget?
Swagget?
Yeah.
I don't know. A swagger faggot?
Yeah, cause no, because that dude fucking Michael Young decided to fucking put up a thing up in a fucking rant up in there saying, I was going to write this long post about judging people, but fuck the world. Do what you want. None of your words matter. None of your words matter because it's Facebook. I seriously dislike emo kids, wannabe gangbangers, swaggot, and when women complain. What do you dislike?
When women complain. Good luck getting away from that.
Oh, man. And people are still bitching about the whole weed shit.
Weed shit?
Yeah, some dude named Dwight goes, excessive weed smoking is dumb for people with nothing else to do in their life.
Uh-oh. It's going to attack the stoners. They're not going to like that very much.
They already attacked back. But David posted a picture of, I don't know, looks like his, mother? Said, you ever suck
like his mother?
Yes. So, you ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Oh, David.
There we go. Dude's going, I don't care if you smoke weed or not. I just said, I don't think you should if you're going to be worthless.
You're going to be worthless?
Yup.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. Oh, great. There's Andrew here again. Jumping on the bandwagon. I'm getting dumber and dumber the more I read of this fucking post. I mean, this actually makes being on a boat with a fucking tiger, a hyena, and fucking orangutan fun.
Jesus Christ. should probably stop reading things in that group.
I probably should. It's just so much, it's just so funny. You know, these dumbasses fucking fight each other over some weed.
Pretty much all they do.
The dude Aaron White goes, I'm prejudiced against people who fart next to me while I'm eating rotten watermelon, especially when it has maggots in it. Damn, it really pisses me off. Pisses me the fuck off. Yo, have some manners for fuck's sake. Really? Talking about weed, I'm gonna post a bit of weight. Acid. Now, should I go with acid or Oxycontin? Dumbasses that are bitching about weed. TJMCL posts up, all juggler homies of the USA, add me. Let's see, I'm going to post. What if they don't live in the USA? Nah, fuck it. Oh, great. Respect Squad.
Respect Squad.
Yep. SP, whatever the fuck your last name is, bitch. I ain't pronouncing that. The fuck out of here. You're retarded. Says, I feel bad for the generation to come, honestly. I do. With all these girls dressing like hookers and grinding and twerking like they go and get a prego before, say, 20 or 25. When I was a kid, I was climbing trees, not climbing a dick. I saw a boy who just turned 13 and he had spider bites and gauges. Not real ones either. You could like stick your index finger in it. And he's only 13. Like, come on, that's not okay, is it? What you guys think? I think, who cares? I think, who cares? Hey, my kids. Well, I'm having some fun.
Yeah.
Being on Teen Mom. Wow. I completely missed all kids. I put mid. The fuck is a mid? They ain't my mids, so let them have fun on Team Mom.
Jesus Christ, man. Fucking die and I come back and I die right again.
No, fuck.
Yeah, because these people decide to revive me in a crowd full of motherfuckers that are shooting at me. And there's really no getting around that. So you kind of have to die.
Oh, look, my comment actually got a like.
Oh, yeah, from mids?
Yes, from mids.
That's why I got like.
There we go. John Hassan agrees. He goes, LOL, Sally, that's a popular thing. They want their 15 seconds of fame, so they do that shit to get on Team Mom.
And then they get a whole lot more seasons.
Yep. Oh, great. Here we go to the fucking respect squad.
Oh, back again.
Yep. It's all about where the line of moral values is drawn. People are giving up a lot of moral values, like marriage, not having tattoos, and other things that were considered morally right.
What? What's that got to do with it?
I have no idea. They ain't my kid, so who gives a fuck? They want to get pregnant, they want to get fucking knocked up, they want to get raped. Be my guest. You ain't my kid. Dumbass, you started to comment upon this shit. Nope. Okay, good. I want a burger with french fries on it.
Baby back.
Oh. Yo, just because it's here within what they want, I'm going to post up Twisted Sister. I wanna rock.
I wanna rock.
Let's go.
because it sounds fun. And I want more chimichangas.
Did you say you wish you were homeless?
What the fuck? I said I want more chimichangas. I'm more likely to have these people fight when they don't even know what the fuck Twisted Sister is, because these people are just retarded. They don't know that shit.
That's because most of them were born in like
1995. Yeah. Sound like fucking chill. But I mentioned fucking, well, Van Halen. He had no idea who the fuck that was.
Well, he's also black, too.
Well, kind of black, anyway.
Most black people don't really listen to this shit like it.
Oh, true. Unless you meet fucking Alcatraz.
Who cares about that guy?
Or like, that dude from fucking Seven Dust. No, you cannot get a fucking whoop whoop just because it's your birthday, bitch. It's my 21st birthday! Well, then go have my fucking rabbit and go get drunk. Yeah, I'm gonna follow that stupid post of weed. But that's what we should get on JR. Somehow, somewhere. Because I think Twisted Sister would fit in perfectly on JR. Okay, I think I'm going to go finish this cigarette and go get me another fucking chimichanga and go get me some more beef jerky.
Ooh, that's exciting.
We'll be back tomorrow night.
Goodbye.
Peace.